This country is running out of superlatives to describe its frequent gun massacres. That's actually a quote from James Astill, who writes the Lexington column for The Economist. Welcome, James. Tell us what you mean by that.
The prevalence of these mass killings is now so extraordinarily pronounced. There are so many mass killings, including school shootings, such that Americans have just got sort of inured to them, and their news media has got inured to them. Many of these school shootings don't even get covered in national news outlets.
You've lived in the U.S. for a couple of years. I think that still counts as a fresh pair of eyes. So having been all over the world, James, including some years in India, what goes through your mind? What do you think when you see news like yesterday's shooting outside of Miami popping up in your newsfeed?
I find it beyond frustrating and enraging and tragic that America has reached this point of daily crisis in its schools, of course, on its streets, involving such a high degree of gun violence, and it has no political fix. Instead, we get this familiar cycle of repetition whereby the left immediately starts arguing for gun controls and the right immediately says, you know, we mustn't talk about any kind of policy action in the wake of this tragedy. It's disrespectful to the bereaved and the grieving. And then, of course, there is no serious policy discussion because the right is so invested in the status quo in having such free gun ownership in this country.
What is your basic analysis down there in Washington as to why this each of these tragic episodes doesn't move the meter?
I think that the politics has become corrupted. I think that the vested interests, lobbying groups, many of them funded by gun manufacturers, have exerted such influence in the politics of the right, especially, not exclusively, but especially, that politicians don't have open minds on the issues. And I think that that Americans at large widely misunderstand the issues. There are all kinds of false dichotomies between responsible and irresponsible gun owners, between legal and illegal gun owners, suggesting that one is safe and one is dangerous, one is threatening, one's protective. By and large, these are unhelpful dichotomies. We know from evidence around the world that when you have more gun ownership, you get more gun violence,
right?
Whether it's gun suicides or it's gun murders. This is so clearly established from policy debates and then outcomes in other countries that it shouldn't really be an open question. America has so much gun violence because it has so many guns.
So the politics are corrupted. And it's interesting, The Economist's own global research arm, The Economist Intelligence Unit, just released its Democracy Index for the globe in the U.S., which, according to your matrix, was once a full democracy, just went through its second year as a flawed democracy. So once we were on par with New Zealand and Sweden, we're now on par with Italy and South Korea. How much does the U.S. gun and shooting problem have to do with that?
Well, I think that it's clearly connected to the role of money in American politics, which is arguably one of those corrupting influences. I think there's too much opacity. I think there's too much corporate influence as a result of both that opacity and just the astronomical costs of doing politics in America. So it's part of the problem.
James, do you have children?
I do. I have three children.
And I
resent bitterly and fear terribly when they come home from their local public school and tell me that they had to climb in and out of their cubbyholes today and that they had to practice being hushed on their teacher's command in case somebody bad comes into the school. This is not normal. It does not happen in other comparable countries. It is a tragedy that America is living through, and it needs to get a grip on it.
What do you tell them?
Do as you're told.
And after an event like this, do you have any words that can comfort them? I mean, I know people today who have taken their kids out of school. Their kids didn't want to go to school today.
This is not my tragedy. It's not my children's tragedy. So I'm in no way trying to infect this tragedy with my own emotions. But I would point out that it is not normal. It's not inevitable. It should not be necessary that children around this country are going through drills to protect them or to offer some vain hope of protection in case a lunatic walks into their school with a military assault rifle. It's crazy.
James Astill with The Economist, thank you very much.
Thank you.